You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM Gina Alexandria, 98.9 FM Monroe West Monroe, 92.5 FM Shreveport Greenwood, 100.1 FM Lake Charles, and KQJO 99.3 FM St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Matthews, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. And you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Jesus said in Matthew 16:18, upon this rock I'll build my church. My brothers and sisters, it has been estimated that there are 37 million churches in the world. 34,000 are Christian denominations. What, though, has happened to the church that Jesus was about to build? If we look at the book of Revelation, we see Jesus unveiling and revealing to John issues concerning the seven churches. But if we look at Revelation 1:11, it says, Jesus said, I am, and that takes us back to the same I am that spoke to Moses in Exodus. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, and what you see, write in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, to Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamos, to Thyatira, to Sardis, to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. So Jesus told John, the apostle, not the Baptist, to write these things concerning the church, not this organization, but the organism. So many times we get confused. There's a misconception concerning the church. And a lot of time we build edifice, mega churches, in order to show who we are. But the Lord already know who you are. He knew you from the very foundation of the world. I don't need to impress anybody as to who I am. My lifestyle, my ministry is a representative of whom you and I represent. And so Jesus was saying to John to write these things concerning the church. I began to research and I began to wonder and perplex what God was really revealing. But God had some issues, Brother Joshua, concerning what was going on that would be going on in the future church and how it is contemporary for you and I even today. The first thing we see, the primary role of these letters concerning what was happening in each of these seven local churches that existed during the time of John's writing. And secondly, their representative character reflect the condition of the congregation as well as the individuals within each assembly or church found throughout its history. And thirdly, the emphasis explained their prophetic nature. Many scholars see the churches seven period or seven ages existing from Pentecost unto the rapture. The first church, Antioch, was Ephesus. And Ephesus means desirable. But Ephesus also was a backslidden church. The key phrase in this letter is, thou art fallen. Anybody falling? Have fallen. Romans 3:23, Brother Jenkins said, all have sinned and come short. But every now and then when we fall down, I have always said, the moment you fall, you're in a mighty good position to start calling upon our Lord, our God, and our King. For he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or even think. And when we fall down, we have one who is our Redeemer. We have one who is our Restorer. And so when we fall down, we can look to the hills from which cometh our help and know that our help comes from the Lord. Is there anybody in the house who need help today? I was once lost. I was once blind. But thank God for what he has done. The plan of redemption was established even in the garden of Eden when God began to move on behalf of Adam and Eve. You do know that we are descendants, and therefore we were all born with a sin nature. So God had a magnificent plan. And because God had a magnificent plan, God measuring grace and mercy. And grace is God's unmerited favor. It is God's inexhaustible supply of goodness. God is giving us mercy over and over again, grace over and over again, because every now and then, my soul looked back and wondered how I got over. You got up this morning. It was a portion of grace. I don't even know how I breathe, but thank God who is the author and the finisher of our faith. He gave us the life that we live. I breathe in, and the Lord says, I'm allowing you the opportunity to push it back out. And every now and then that you push it back out, I'm giving you more, because that breath of life, that ruah, is what I put within you. And that ruah allow you to live each and every day. And so I thank God for what he has done, and I thank God for what he's doing. But most of all, I thank God for salvation. Anybody in the house know what I'm talking about? Smyrna. Smyrna was suggests bitter. Smyrna was associated with that word more as a picture of the persecuted church of the second and third century under the pagan empire of Rome. According to church history, as many as 5 million Christians may have been martyred for their faith during this period. My brothers and sisters, some of you heard this last Sunday, but I've got to repeat it because the Lord said, tell it to Antioch. Mount Calvary got it. Antioch needs it. A persecuted church. It talks about how a man can think of himself as being so powerful. A man can think of himself as being so great. There were many Roman rulers and kings. Even in the Old Testament, there were many pharaohs who thought themselves as being God. That word pharaoh, that word Ra means God. And Pharaoh thought of himself as being a God. But he did not know there is one true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God who created, who brought all things into existence. The God who made us who we are. For he molded and shaped us in his very image. And for that we are eternally grateful. And every now and then, man who don't even know he got here have to bow down before our Lord, our God, and our King. In the Hebrew, he is Bara Hashim. He is a God. He is a good God. He is Bara Yahweh. He is a gracious God. He is Bara Adonai. He is God all by himself. And when we look to the hills, we can see what God is doing. Every now and then, you ought to get a dose of what God is doing in your life. Every now and then, you ought to understand where God is taking you through. For even though you go through suffering in life, God is saying, I'm working it out for your good. He heard your prayer. He heard your testimony. And the Lord said, I anointed it for such a time as this. Because somebody in the house is going through something. And thank God, he provided resources. He saw us from the very foundation of the world. And he knew that he would have somebody at this very moment, at this very hour, in this worship service, that will give you deliverance of what God can do. Is there anybody in the house who know that you know that you know that you know you've been baptized? Is there anybody in the house who know you've been born again? That's a shout of praise. That's a shout of salutation. That's a shout of deliverance. I can go a little farther. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restoreth my soul. Is there anybody in the house who need restoring? He got you up this morning, clothed you in your right mind, gave you eyes to see, a brain to think. He gave you a tongue to speak. He gave you a body to wave your hand. I dare you to get on your feet and magnify the Lord. The scriptures say, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Can you give the Lord a shout of praise? Is he a good God? Is he a gracious God? Is he a mighty God? Because Jesus said, upon this rock, I'll build my church. Are you the church of the living God? Are you a church that's bought with a price? There should be a shout, a praise. There should be a shout of jubilation. He woke you up this morning, clothed you in your right mind. That should be a shout of praise. Is there anybody who knows that you know that you know that you know that the Lord has been on your side? When people talk about you, the Lord said, I'll be your banner. He is Jehovah Nissi, fighting your battle on all forces. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord moves him out of the way. He is your way out of no way. He is Jehovah Nissi, your banner. He is Jehovah Jireh. He will provide. He is Yahweh, Adonai, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi. He is our Lord, our God, and our King. He is the author and the finisher of our faith, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He is our water when we are thirsty. He is our food when we are hungry. He is our shelter in a time of storm. Is there anybody in the house who knows his name? His name is Jesus, Deliverer. His name is Jesus, Savior. He went to Calvary.